We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I'm my friend, Dr. Stephanie Snyder. I can't believe I'm talking to a doctor. Holy crud. I'm usually talking to my doctors, but they're not that interesting. Whoops, did I say that loud? Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I am a doctor, not that kind of doctor, though, a doctor of higher education, which essentially means I'm just really great at teaching things. And I am married to my husband of 14 years. He is in the Navy, and we have four beautiful children. Our son is 13, and our daughters are 10, 5, and 3. So I am incredibly blessed with them. And then when I'm not being mom or being a wife, I run my own coaching business where I help moms to simplify so that they can grow businesses while still being present with their kids.
Jeez. I definitely cannot earn the title doctor for teaching, because apparently to my mom, I'm a terrible teacher, especially when it comes to technology, because I like to go into very heavy bits of details of everything.
Yes.
I probably would fail for that. So tell me about, you said you have tips for managing stress. Can you give me some?
Absolutely. So the first thing is definitely giving yourself grace. We tend to be, if you're anything like me, you tend to be an overachiever, and you believe that you have superpowers and can do everything without blinking. And the truth is that at the end of the day, we're human. And if we try to do all of those things, we actually find ourselves overwhelmed. And so the first thing you have to do is realize that you are in fact a human. You do not have any superpowers, at least not that I know of, right? And so giving yourself grace and that flexibility there. The other side of it is stress is caused by stress and overwhelm. I kind of use those words interchangeably. It's caused by our unrealistic expectations of our resources. So our time, our money, and our energy. And when we actually sit down and get real with ourselves, we can be successful without the overwhelm. And so one really quick thing that I teach my clients is to redefine what success means to them. Because so oftentimes the stress is caused by our lack of feeling successful. And if you are then in control of what success means, right? So for me, when I was first doing this, I wanted to be less stressed as a mom. My definition of success was as simple as the kids were alive and I was still breathing. Right. And then I could, yes, exactly. But those were easy things that I could control during the day. And it got me to start to feel more successful and less stressed, because I was saying, you know what? It's okay that the house is a mess. That wasn't on my priority today. My priority was the kids were fed and they're all in bed sleeping now. And I have a moment to myself. And so as I started to incorporate that definition of success, I was able to add other things, but I had to scale it back really, really far in order to just start to feel successful easily.
Okay, well, first, I think the first thing you said, I think you were explaining me. And I think the second one, you were explaining my mom and me. Because I'm definitely an overachiever, and I do find myself, just yesterday, I came across a tool that I was using for Instagram marketing, I was about to use, and it had a really good offer, and I forgot that it's not like I'm made of money here, and I was like, oh, this deal sounds so amazing. And I was like, it was like a one-time purchase. I get to keep it for a lifetime. And I was like, oh man, if I only was a billionaire. I still bought the tool, but I was like, man, and
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
I'm giving everyone else money but myself, but yeah, that's my struggle. And just what you said today, it kind of made sense. It's like, I mean, really made sense. It's like, well, what's my definition of success? I have no idea. I might have to write that in my journal tonight.
Yes. And that's part of the problem is that a lot of people don't sit down and say, okay, what does it mean for me to be successful? How do I feel successful? Because most of the time it's what we think we should be doing because of everybody else. And we don't actually sit down and say, okay, this makes me feel successful. We think, okay, well, my husband should come home to a home-cooked meal, or my kids shouldn't have to do any chores around the house, or the house should already always be clean. And we, again, make these unrealistic expectations of ourselves, not necessarily because anybody told us, but that's just what society has built it up to be. And so when you do actually redefine success, it makes it pretty easy for you to hit it.
Definitely. Perhaps maybe how we can keep our houses clean, we gotta get like one of those iRobot things and iRobot vacuum cleaners. Well, someone should really invent some robots here. Come on. Hey, Amazon, you have billions of dollars. Let's make a robot now.
I'm sure they're not far off, right?
Because Jeff Bezos doesn't sleep, so he'd probably be the first one to invent it. So do you have any other tips of managing stress?
So when it comes to certainly redefine success, but also to simplify, simplification is a big part because, again, stress and overwhelm, I use those words interchangeably, as I said, but when we overcomplicate something, that leads to stress. And so oftentimes we overcomplicate it in our head, and it's not really that complicated, because there's YouTube, there's Google, there's Facebook and Instagram. There's all of these places where we can find the solution to something easily. But in our minds, we go, no, I need to do it myself. We wear this kind of badge of honor that if we don't do it ourselves, then we can't get the credit for it. right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much that we could delegate, or we could just decide not to do, because we don't need the credit for it. For instance, one thing that I simplified was doing laundry. I used to let laundry consume my every thought during the day. If the laundry wasn't done, or if I found a sock somewhere, or whatever it was, I would lose it and I'd stress. And so I had to put parameters and I had to simplify my laundry. So my laundry is only done on Mondays and Thursdays now. I simplified it because it was making me crazy. And so another thing that I simplify, there are certain days of the week that I do certain things on my business or in my life, right? So I do a deep cleaning of the house on Monday. Cool. Then the rest of the week, I really don't have to think about cleaning the house unless I get the iRobot to vacuum the dog hair kind of thing, right?
I'm really serious about getting one.
We have one and it's awesome for the dog hair because we have two dogs and there's just dog hair everywhere.
So it actually picks up dog hair really well.
It does, yes.
My mom says like, oh, there's no way for that thing to clean up dog hair. And it's like, mom, technology is really good these days.
Oh, it picks up a lot of hair. And with three girls and myself in the house, that thing is full of hair most of the time. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, I'm definitely going to get her one.
Yeah. All those things are awesome. Yeah. Christmas present. There you go. But so simplifying, so allowing stuff to happen on certain days also adds to that ability to feel successful, because then you're not feeling like you're constantly doing something. You can actually sit and relax, which is something a lot of people struggle with.
I definitely know what you mean by, I tend to overthink a lot of things. I'll give you an example. Think it was technically yesterday I was overthinking a lot of things as well. Seems like everything that I overthink is always on a Monday. No wonder why Mondays are really rough. I was overthinking, like, I don't know if you heard of this tool called Calendly or something. Mm-hmm. And yeah. They just added features back in, like added into a free plan of supporting Zoom and everything indefinitely and everything. And so I was thinking of switching from the tool I'm currently using over to that. And it's like, wait, why am I thinking of that? And it's like, I have everything in this tool for free. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the only difference is that they don't have a mobile app at the moment. And I was like, well, and it's like, do I really want to go back all the way over there? No, not really. And yeah. I was like, why am I even thinking of this? And it's like, I'm just wasting my time.
Exactly.
I was like, do I do this? Do I do that? And it's like, oh, screw it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yes. I could just delete the email. I would never have seen it.
Exactly. But we do that all the time. We do that all the time where we say, okay, well, should I get this one or should I get that one? And then we ask social media, which one should we do? And then, you know, we don't ever actually make a decision because a lot of people are saying yes to this one and a lot of people are saying yes to this one. And so we just kind of sit in limbo. But if you, and this is a really great trick. So if you take a coin and just a regular coin, like a penny or something, right? So if you narrow it down to two decisions, right? Let's say.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
It's between Calendly and Acuity, because I use Acuity. And so you narrow it down, you have the two. pick heads or tails for either one of those, and then flip the coin in the air. And why the coin is in the air, you're going to hope for heads or tails. Just naturally, your instinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the thing that you pick. Simple.
I definitely gotta try that.
Yeah. Because we will find ourselves rooting for heads or tails when it's in the air. And so you already know what you want. It's just easy to put it that way.
It always seems like when I'm making a purchase, I'm always just like talking out loud and my parents are overheard. And then sometimes I ask for their opinions. I was like, do you think I should do this? And it's like, well, you're not really making much money. And it's like, not the point. And it's like, I'm trying to find a tool that actually works. And this tool actually flipping works because I had to make up some of the latest tools that I found did not really work.
Mm-hmm.
I have that luck. When people have good luck, I just have the bad luck.
That's a frame of mind.
No, you should see me with technology. Technology does not like me.
Well, I don't really like technology either, which is why I don't mess with it that much. If I can't figure it out in 20 minutes, I won't do it.
Unfortunately, I'm quite the opposite. I will sit there until the whole day and then I'll finally figure out what it is. And it's going to be right in front of me. And it's like, duh, Jimmy.
Well, so what I do is when I'm learning something new or I need to tackle something new, we talked about this before in the episode that you did with me, the Pomodoro technique, right? The 20 mm-hmm. minutes, right? So I will give myself 20 minutes for a new skill, whatever that is. If I can't figure it out in that 20 minutes, I walk away. Because chances are I'm getting too frustrated and too emotional to see the simple solution, that if I walk away and I come back to it the next day, usually I can figure it out very quickly.
I think that also happened to me that time as well, because like I had a very big virus on my computer during the summer, and I was worried, and it's like, please don't make me buy a new computer. It's like, this thing is not even that old. I think maybe it's like maybe 5 years, and I guess that's all for technology, but it still runs great. And it's like, and after the screen went blank for a few times, it's like, there must be something else wrong with it. It's like, not old age. And once I found that virus, it was like, it was a very, very hard virus to remove. And finally I had to factory reset the computer, and then it made my computer completely fast. It's like brand new again.
Nice.
And I was like, wow. And I was like, I should have just done that from the start. But mm-hmm. but I took a break for like a few weeks on it, and I was doing everything on my Chromebook. By the way, I highly do not recommend doing everything on your Chromebook, because it can't replace a Windows computer. Sorry, Google. it just is not. Somebody who's using a Windows computer for a long time just can't. Be nice if it could. Then it would be less. It would probably be less expensive, but you can't beat my $1,000 computer. What other stress management tips do you have?
So for me, I love to be outside. Nature is a really great stress relief for me, and so is exercise. I exercise every day, at least 6 days a week, typically. I'll either run, or I'll go for a horseback ride, or I'll ride my bicycle, or I'll swim depending on the weather. But exercise is a really great stress relief. It just helps you to clear your mind and keep going. I do love to sit outside or be outside at any point in the day. When I start to feel myself get stressed or overwhelmed, I'll just go sit outside. I'll take a few minutes, literally put myself in a timeout and just go be in nature.
I think I got to start doing more. I I got the working out part down, and I find that helps, but I can't work out every single minute of the day, or I'm going to like look like a wire or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're too skinny. Like, I'm like, I might have to start trying to read my book during the day or something. Like, even if it's just a business book or something, I'd rather, you know, read something than just trying to figure out a problem on the computer or whatnot.
Yes, and when you step away from something, you can actually gain clarity not being in it. You can gain clarity being outside of it. And so oftentimes if I find that I'm struggling or I'm frustrated with something, I'll just step away. And usually the answer will come to me pretty quickly when I'm not so emotionally charged around it.
So what made you wanted to start your own business?
I actually didn't want to. when I finished my PhD, I completed that 2 weeks before baby number four was born. And when I finished it, we had a big party. Well, we went out to dinner when I actually got my diploma and stuff. We did a big party. But when I defended it, we went out to dinner and celebrated with some friends. And they all said, "What's next?" And I said, "Well, I have a baby coming, so that's next." And at the time I was working as a health and fitness coach with Beachbody. And I loved Beachbody. I love their programs, love their products, loved them. But it didn't fit well for me. It just, there wasn't a connection there, I guess. And so I had a couple of those clients say, "We want more from you. What else can you teach us? Because you're managing all of these things and still having time for yourself. So how about you teach us those things?" And so I started as a mom coach. I was just teaching moms how to make time for themselves. And then it started to transition into helping moms with their businesses, along other things. So it wasn't something that I set out to do. It just happened.
It kind of happened to me a little bit, without the extra, the mom part, but it was basically I finished my English class in college, one like the introduction, and I had to take another one, and then I'm in another one. They were just something to end. So after after finishing that beginner English class, my professor said, "The only way you can get better at writing is continue writing." Mm. And I couldn't see I thought well, do I really want to write in a Word document every single day? And it's like, no. And it's like, because I wanted something where I can continue and keep doing it and doing it. And it's like, well, if I do it the boring way, let's see how many times I can do that before that gets really old. Mm-hmm. And then so I came up with this really absurd idea. And this was under a different name back then, but I started my own website, called myself a different name back then, not Crazy Fitness Guy. I can't repeat it because that name was trademarked. So I don't want to get sued. At the time, I didn't know any of this at all. So it's not like I did it deliberately or anything. Mistakes happen.
Right.
It's not like I knew anything about the USPTO at all either. I mean, I heard of them, but it's not like I know how to use their website as I do now to check if whether something is trademarked or whatnot. And then so I dove in, did a lot of just blogging and whatnot. And my writing was really horrendous back then. But now the latest blog post seems much better than it was back then. And yeah, and so that's how I started in Crazy Fitness Guy. Well, after I by accident infringed. At least the guy was really nice about it, though.
That's good. That's good.
he did send me a warning, and he says, like, if you don't reply and within X amount of days, I send my lawyer. It's like, and no need for your lawyers.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm really surprised that he found me under a lot of different websites out there. It's like, oh, holy crap. But yeah, that's basically how my story got. What made you, what do you think interests you in, like, what got you into the whole managing your stress, or what got you interested in that?
So I became interested in that when I realized how my stress was affecting my kids. Children are very sensitive to energies, and it didn't matter what I was saying, it mattered more how I felt. And so if I was really stressed out, and even now, if I have really stressful moments, my kids feel it and they start to get stressed, but they can't articulate it necessarily as well as I can. And so it will turn into them being overtired. They're not sleeping well, they're not hungry, or they're really hungry and they eat a lot, or they just pick on each other. And so I started to get involved in it because I saw how my own emotions were affecting my kids. And I didn't want them to get stressed out when I was stressed out. And so I had to learn how to manage my own stress for my children.
Okay, well, do you think you can teach my mom? Because her stress is annoying me. I'm not trying to pick on my mom or anything, but she answers, when she's stressed, she answers me in like the most snappiest ways. Mm-hmm. And it's like, gee, I asked a question, and it's like, yikes.
Yes.
And I love my mom. If I did this, she'd be really mad at me.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes sometimes we're not aware of it until the words come out of our mouths, and then we're like, oh shoot, we're stressed right now. Let's fix this. But yeah, no, unfortunately, we are human and we do snap at our children sometimes. Yeah.
And plus it's kind of hard for me to know if she is like angry, because sometimes it's hard for me to read emotions, especially because I'm autistic. And I mean, I get better throughout, I've been getting better at doing that throughout the years of my life, but it's not like I'm, I don't know, Superman and can figure out everything. I actually read an article that Google had these glasses, they're called Google Glasses, and they actually, they're actually testing out of people who have autism, and they can actually read people's emotions better with their glasses. And it's like, can you make them publicly available? Because yeah. I would love a cheat sheet right now. But they still haven't released them, and they're like super expensive. And it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I just want a cheat sheet. But now I ask my mom, like, so are you mad or are you angry? And I was like, no, I'm just stressed. And it's like.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Because when she's in a good mood, I'm like, okay, I'll be around. But then when she's start getting just angry, I'm like,
yeah. So a quick tip is just ask her, how are you feeling? And then she'll, yeah, not what she's thinking. She doesn't want to be talk about what she's thinking about because that's leading to the stress. But if you ask her, how are you feeling? Then it gives her a moment to actually reflect and she might not snap.
You're good. Perhaps maybe you should also go into therapy too. Why not? They do get a lot of money.
Yeah, that would be another PhD. I don't think I want to go back to school.
Oh. You sure? You seem like you're the school kind of type.
I do love school. I don't love student loans, though. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can finish writing my English paper for me. No, I'm just kidding. That's not fun. I don't mind writing papers, but the literature is not that most favorite to me. I like to read books for fun. I was like, oh, I have to read this just because of class assignment.
Yeah.
Out the window. Before we wrap it up, where can people find you on social media?
So the best place to find me is I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me as Stephanie Snyder on Facebook or on Instagram _opulentlife. My website is also available, www.theopulentlife.com is where you can find all of my information as well.
And I'll leave that in the show notes, somewhere in the show notes.
Perfect.
Do you have anything else that we need to cover? Or?
No, just, you know, if anybody has any questions about managing your stress, feel free to send me a message. I'm always happy to share my resources.
And let's stay in touch because maybe you can get me some extra resources.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because I definitely can. I need better stress management tools in my life. And hell, I'm not even an expert in stress management. Some things work for me, some things do not work for me.
Right. And it's about finding which ones do. You know, sometimes you have to try a bunch of different ones to find out which one really works well.
And journaling has been working a little bit, but not always. Mm-hmm. I said karate is a good one. One you're punching in the air a lot. I need a punching bag, but the one I have is too heavy to move. Mm. It's one of those, it hangs by a chain.
Yeah.
It's not
good. Yeah.
Oh. Well, thanks again, Stephanie, for being on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Totally welcome.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.